Support provided by the Joint and Spine Center at Heartland Regional Medical Center, offering a comprehensive approach to joint pain treatment, from education to diagnosis through treatment and recovery. Seminar information at heartlandregional.com.
Happy Friday, and on your WSAU Almanac, 12 years ago, Google gave us Gmail. And staying in the tech world, it was on this day in 1976, Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Ronald Wayne formed Apple. Locally, the annual Friends of the Carbondale Public Library sale gets underway this afternoon, runs tomorrow from 8 to 3, and then again on Sunday from 1 to 4 at the library, which is at 405 West Main in Carbondale. In Effingham tomorrow at the Big Cross, it's the annual Blessing of the Bikes. Starting at 9:30 in the morning, they have a free pancake brunch at the event as well. For more information, see the Effingham Blessing of the Bikes flyer, which is on our website on this almanac. A big weekend at Johnny Logan College in Carterville, the annual Illinois Indigenous Plant Symposium. John Miller, greenhouse manager at the SIU Farms, will be involved in the symposium, and here he talks about the benefits of one popular native perennial, purple coneflowers.
They prosper, they're easily reseed themselves, and goldfinches and other birds love the seeds.
The keynote speaker, landscape architect Karen Midden, is also a fan of native plants.
To me, the native plants, like you mentioned, the coneflower and has the seeds, or any of the perennial plants that leave a dried flower head, to me, that's attractive. And not only is it attractive, but it attracts birds, which I think is fun to watch. So that's a very valuable characteristic. And then the fall color of so many of these trees, though, that's just unbeatable.
And that's the WSIU Almanac for April the 1st. Have a good weekend. Good morning, and here is your WSIU Almanac for the first day of the month. In Cincinnati, Ohio, on this day in 1853, the firefighters there became the first in the nation to get on salary. And several noteworthy events occurred on this day in Chicago. In 1889, the first automatic dishwashing machine was patented. And also, in the Windy City on this day in 1891, the Wrigley Company was founded. Locally, starting off with some blood drives in Charleston today from 2 to 6, you can give blood at the Charleston Public Library. Also, on this April the 1st, at the Cesar Vallier High School, they have a blood drive scheduled from 9 to 3. Another blood drive today takes place in Salem from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Salem Walmart. And in Crawford County tomorrow, you can give the gift of life in Robinson at the Walmart from 2 to 6. And at Johnny Logan College this weekend, it's the Illinois Indigenous Plant Symposium going on both tomorrow and Sunday. And what are some of the benefits of planting native plants? I asked the president of the Illinois Native Plant Society that question. Here's Chris Benda.
Butterflies and birds need native plants. Baby birds cannot eat seeds. So people think, yeah, I want birds. I poured out bird food. Bird food isn't going to help the baby birds. They need invertebrates, fleshy animals. Those animals, which are often caterpillars, are specifically designed or adapted, I should say, to particular native plants. So you have those plants, then you have those caterpillars, then you have birds that are able to feed their young.
And that's your WSIU Almanac for this Friday, the 1st of April. Have a good day.